There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up there? What's good? I'm going to start using that phrase. What's good?
What's good?
What's good? What's happening? Best bread in the city. I'm going to start using some American phrases.
Well, I'd like to start today's podcast by saying what's good. I was only going to put it into my bio the other day. Likes a good sunrise. Because I think it's important. It sets you up in a different way for the day. Didn't see one this morning, Jim, because it wasn't very sunny.
I saw you put one up on, was it Sunday morning?
It was yesterday morning. I got there just before it was coming up, at the time where it's dictating the colour of the sky, pretty much.
Is this your funny little beach where you have the fella in the Snickers trousers that you're stalking?
Same beach, yeah. Okay. It's the only beach inside me 5K. So life's a beach.
And it looked very nice, yeah. And yeah. On your own, with the dog, who were you with?
Yeah, just myself. I got up, I crept out of the house. I'd slept in a different bedroom, different bed. Don't want to talk about
really,
it.
Really, yeah. The arguments, was it?
And I snuck out. You can't beat sneaking out of the house when no one else knows you're gone. I have a thing. They call me the ghost. I have a
Who's they now?
Well,
I've known you a while.
I've lived with, you know, the current people I live with. But also, there was once when we had to move in to my in-laws for 3 months.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And
you missed that dishwasher, don't you?
They never... the dishwasher was grand. It was more the
timing.
It was
of
more the coinage. You know those massive bottles of Smirnoff, the fake ones.
Yeah,
that was full of coins. And one night,
all our lads do that.
Just as I settled down to go to bed to do this show,
he was counting his money,
and he spilled his own coinage all over his own dining table, so he could do what he likes. It's his house.
What's he doing? Was he cashing it in?
I don't know what he was doing. Because as far as I know, and last time I checked, it was still there.
It's his house.
But anyway, I've got it in that. Get out. And I nearly had the perfect morning by toppling off with an L coffee from this place. But the queue was too big.
You know what you're doing there now? You're having an affair with yourself. You're having a me party. That's what they call that.
I would highly recommend it at the moment with everything that's going on. If you can have a bit of time by yourself, whatever your distraction is, whatever the thing that stresses you out, get away from it for an hour.
Yeah, well, the only thing is, everywhere you can go for a lovely walk, it seems to be rammers, jammers with people. So earlier the better.
Yeah. Perfect Sunday, and then fast forward a few hours later, and I watched Liverpool versus Man United. Wasn't the best game in the world, I won't lie to you. And it was grand. It was a grand day.
Sounds like a nice.
Did you get any air on your own cheeks at the weekend?
I did, yeah. I was also down at a beach.
Yeah.
But not that early. I'd like to have gone early when it was very golden.
Yeah. I didn't even have a hangover. I for a moment I laughed at myself. I said, don't turn into that person who goes,
you're one step away from jumping in the sea like the happy pair.
Well,
he'll be on the show tomorrow, by the way.
People replied to my tweet photograph who were actually on the beach but down the other end. I didn't know it, who I know, and they were saying, are you there for a swim? I was like, no, I'm not there for a swim.
Not everyone's doing that.
Not everyone's doing that. I won't be doing that. So no.
Right.
But it's good.
Did you see anybody down there? Was like the man with the Snickers wasn't there, a bit early for him.
He wasn't. There was another man. I don't really want to, you know, I can if you want.
No, it's fine. Just
the dog may have ran off with the lead attached, and that jogger had to come back holding his dog and my dog, and I had to apologise.
He was holding your lead.
Yeah, the dog ran after.
Tony Hoolan would say, don't be holding another man's lead.
Well, it was either that the dog was gone. We both had gloves on.
Gloves.
Warm gloves.
Gloves? Really?
Warm gloves, yeah. It's cold at 7:30.
I know, yeah, but like I would have thought the pockets would be grand.
How would you?
I stick my hands in my pockets.
You can't run with your hands in your pockets.
Oh, you're running, were you?
No, I wasn't. He was, and you can't hold a dog with your hands in your pockets either.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, If Liverpool just could have had a better game, it would have been the perfect Sunday.
Everyone predicted it was going to be one of those matches where nothing happens.
I didn't get a chance to start watching Night Stalker, which seems to be the current. You know the way you go through waves on Netflix where everyone's going, you're not watching this, that's the current one. Everyone's going, you have to watch this. So I didn't get into it
I've
yet.
Mentioned it a few times now, but I've been watching Call My Agent, which is on Netflix. It's French. Now, so you have to be keeping up with the subtitles, which I like because, you know, I'm pretty much half French. You know.
Well, yeah, you're definitely in Normandy.
Bonjour. Bonjour, ça va? And it's very good. It's very funny. All about the movie industry and their agents, all the actors' agents in France. It's excellent.
So, anybody we know in it?
No, they're all kind of famous French faces from other various movies, but apparently it's got so big in France now that all the big French names are in it. So Juliette Binoche and people like that are all in the actual show playing themselves. So it's brilliant.
We were talking to a friend of ours. He probably had a very good Sunday where his job yesterday was to sample a load of miniature whiskies. And he works in advertising. There was handwritten label on them, like with codes. And he had to taste them.
Why does he have to taste them?
The last time he did this, he was working for the whiskey company that began with J and end with Sun.
Yeah.
And I think it was to try and be inspired to write advertisements about them. There's no point trying to write about gear if you haven't tried the gear. You know? You can't review a Ferrari if you haven't driven it. So taste.
You can.
Ah.
You need to have an ad for a Ferrari.
You need to know what the whiskey tastes like going down. Is it smoky? Is it sweet? Is it? You can't write about them if you haven't tried it. So that was his Sunday.
That's what he tells them. You wouldn't send me some over, would you? That was a nice Sunday, yeah.
So that was a good one, yeah. Probably doesn't remember much of it, I'd say.
This is a continuing saga of Nobby on the beach. I'm just loving these stories. What time did you go down? It was at 7 in the morning, was it?
I was there at about 8 o'clock, parked the car, looked at all the smashed glass around the car park and thought, I have a bike now in the boot, well, some little scrote. And then I was like, nah, it's too early for scrotes. They're not going to be up.
Right.
You know, it's always a dodgy car park when there's car glass everywhere.
I love when it's too early for scrotes. That's a good time of day. Now, coming up on the show today, the podcast, we've loads of great fun. Actually, for a Monday, it was pretty good. We'll have a lot of Dish the Dirt. We'll have an unbelievable little piece of information about WhatsApp that Nobby will bring, which a lot of people were very, very happy with, so stay with us for that. Very funny woman, Emma Doran, our friend. She does Mad Matt on this show, but she's also a stand-up comedian. She does brilliant videos.
You should listen to her podcast after you listen to our podcast.
Yeah, it's called Telebox. She'll be telling us about that. We'll have a brilliant winner that we had today who won a trip to Bali. And
if you want to go to Thailand, tune in to the F104. Can't win on this podcast, but you can if you listen in. Her name is Louise Kelly from RTÉ, and she works in Tiffany. I always thought it was Tiffany & Co. She says Tiffany & Company.
And she was on Breakfast. What about Breakfast with Tiffany's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, just in case anyone replies, I'm aware that Co is short for company. My point is, I've never heard anyone pronounce it as Tiffany & Company. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's all coming up, and we started Monday's podcast with a look at what was going on today. How are you, Monday? What's the story?
All right, Monday.
I'll give you the headline, Nobby. You tell me what this is about.
Okay. Like this game.
Tokeaway order.
Tokeaway?
Tokeaway order.
Tokeaway. Is it something Maura Higgins would say? She wants a takeaway?
Tokeaway. Tokeaway. I'd love a lot of tokeaway.
Tokeaway.
No, toke.
Toke. Toke. Okay, is that the Irish word, toke?
Toke, no, like, you know, be a reference to narcotics.
Okay, was it a substantial amount found?
No. So basically it's to do with vape, right?
Yeah.
And...
That's all right though, no?
Oh yeah, vaping's fine.
Well, can you vape hash now?
I'm sure you can. I haven't heard. But McDonald's fan, Dave Sykes... has created a Big Mac flavoured vape. Well done there, Dave.
Used to get into your face, now it's getting into your lungs.
He spent months perfecting the recipe after struggling to get his favourite takeaway in lockdown, so now he's vaping it.
They're only closed for 3 weeks or something. They're one of the first places to reopen.
I keep seeing ads saying vaping isn't smokers. Stop having a problem with vapors.
Vaping isn't smoking.
We're not the same as smoking.
It's a reverse gateway drug.
It's the most ridiculous. When you see somebody vaping in their car, it looks like Back to the Future. It's crazy. This big cloud comes out of their window.
Look, if it gets them off the tar, sure, you know. Although you should try and just get off it altogether, if you can.
Anyway, I don't know if it's for sale, but he's invented this thing.
Right, Big Mac flavoured vape. Yeah,
I'd say that
gets a bit annoying after a while. Although, you know, people obviously get some sweet flavoured ones, I think. I don't know, I've never had a vape. Couldn't tell you.
Reds fire blanks. It was a nil-all draw yesterday, as predicted by most people.
I saw Gary Lineker saying it was a very entertaining game.
I think he was being sarcastic, was he?
That makes more sense if he was.
Yeah.
Like, it was grand. It has had slight moments, but it was fairly dull.
I think everyone was expecting more. But, like, usually when a game has got that much edge to it, it turns out bleh.
I didn't see the later, the City
no,
game.
I didn't either. That was three in a row would have been pushing it.
That was 4-1 over Crystal Palace, so that was probably the more entertaining game to watch. But it was just funny, like the United fans coming out talking about a weak Liverpool side. Like how quickly they forget the drought.
It's good to see them again, though.
It is, yeah.
They were so quiet for so long, and now they're all back. Hello, Man United fans. Welcome back. It's good to see you all excited again.
And well done, Spurs. You know, they really are. They are the underdog.
I know. In fairness, it was like playing 11 traffic cones.
Like some of the shots that went in, the keeper just turned his head and looked at the ball.
I was shocking.
I've seen 6-year-olds have a better attempt at that save.
They're shocking. They might as well have been playing like.
But I think
kids.
Spurs are like, they are the Mayo of the Premier League at this stage. They just can't catch a break, but they're up there all the time.
Yeah, when we were on a roll, it was going well, but like Spurs tend to.
I don't know.
Wheels come off. But look. Isn't it great though that it's not just somebody just leading and everyone else is chasing? Like there's four or five teams all still in it. You know, it's good.
I wonder if games keep getting cancelled because the numbers. When will the actual season end this year?
Oh, they have to keep it going, don't they? They're hugging each other now. Do they not get fined for that?
Well,
they score a goal.
It's bad message.
You're supposed to send a text to each other saying well done. So they're jumping on top of each other.
Yeah,
Harry Kane had a fella like. You know, completely like giving him the squeeze.
He'd be spitting on over you from 2 metres anyway.
You leave that Harry alone.
So, a lot of photographs of the Gorgi who are policing scenic areas over the weekend outside your 5K. Up the mountains all over the shop again. Keeping people away.
My new hobby is now is if I'm out driving around to see is it too busy to go for a walk. I can drive around. Oh yeah, stay home. Look at that. Stay home, yeah. Stay home. It was like a summer's day yesterday where I was.
There was that many.
It was absolutely
in terms of business,
jammed.
Yeah.
Jammed. Everywhere. Jammed.
I was on the beach at 8 AM. There wasn't as many sea swimmers yesterday morning. I don't know if it was just too cold for them or what.
So Tony Hoolihan saying don't go to work if you can help it. The employers to try and facilitate it. Stay home, stay home. They keep saying stay home, but everybody's out.
Yeah.
So which is it?
The roads, people are definitely, like a lot of shops around us have closed for the moment. I went into the local Centra. There was 4 chicken fillets in the deli counter. They had taken away all the food because there's no point. Mm. No one's going to order it.
Yeah, yeah.
So to say that everyone is still going to work, and I saw doctors and people of influence posting up photographs of a really busy M50 over the weekend. Who's to say that's not caused by a checkpoint or a crash or, I'm telling you in the morning times.
Yeah.
The commute is not.
There's definitely
same.
Less people going to work, especially after that announcement last night. But
trust us, we read the traffic out 4 times a morning.
When everyone's going for their exercise at the same time.
The weekends, I think, are different, yeah.
I saw people in the UK that I follow on Twitter and they were saying they have to go for their walk really early before the idiots come out because there's a lot of people who would be standing there with no mask right in your way, walking right at you, you know.
Mm.
So you're trying to avoid that, you know. That's what you're told.
Well, as I said, I walk a beach a lot and I haven't seen one checkpoint near the beach to ask people are you in or out of your 5.
Yeah.
They'll be on the beach now.
It's more the people who drive up the mountains that get done for that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's anywhere where, you know, somewhere people want to go. I mean, look, people get it. They want a break. They want a bit of bloody fresh air. If you don't have anywhere like that, you can see the temptation.
Yeah, beach is a good call because there's plenty of room.
You would think that, but the other day... I had my hood up and my hat up and I couldn't see. It was like a horse with blinkers on and all of a sudden this coat rubbed off my coat.
Yeah.
And I really was like I'm just mellowing. I don't know what it is. I really now wanted to say, you know, you have the whole beach.
Yeah.
Like there's no excuse for rubbing off somebody.
It's
I'm sorry now.
And as well, supermarkets, right?
Unless I asked you to.
It's like the everybody's like, you know, 2 feet away from each other, queuing up to get in. When you get into a supermarket, it's just the rules are off. People are leaning over to you to grab some broccoli. It's like, get off me.
That's why they wanted people with masks on in shops like for so long, for that reason.
It's out of control.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Be good.
A Miss Ireland bikini hopeful said she entered the contest as the pandemic showed her life is too short to have regrets. Happy go lucky, Hula go lucky, Hula Henge.
What's her name?
Julia Henge is looking to be crowned the winner of this year's contest and is hell bent on making the most of the opportunity. Win or lose, she plans to use the exposure from the event to encourage body positivity and promote charities close to her heart. She's from Athfarnham. And she's eyeing up a chance to win an all-expenses trip to the world finals of Miss Swimsuit International in the States later this year.
I thought they were doing away with those type of competitions because they weren't really, you know.
To do that, she first has to be crowned Miss Bikini Ireland.
Okay, so that's still going ahead too.
So she only did it because she was bored in lockdown. But she's going for Miss Bikini Ireland. If she gets Miss Bikini Ireland, off she goes to the States to represent her country. We can all cheer her on.
We can, yeah.
From Athfarnham, come on, local.
I don't recognise her.
Wow, it's been a while, Nobby.
Good luck to her. I just thought those competitions were gone.
So did I. You don't hear about them anymore.
No.
Well, they're still going.
It's FM 104. Here's the one with the drums, Jim.
Let's get down.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on F104. Everyone can do that.
Let's get down to business.
But you have to do your lip thing together.
Let's get down to business.
Niamh, why don't you give it a go?
FM104's Instagram on, with coverinaclick.ie. Low cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Come on, Niamh, give us your
let's get down to business.
Come on.
It's too early for that, guys.
Come on.
Let's get down to business.
You're singing it. You're not doing the lip thing.
Let's get down to business.
You don't need to see us. I will know you're doing it. Deeper.
Let's get down to business.
There you go. You see?
They're waiting for that now.
No, you have to answer the 10 questions.
Oh.
So, Niamh, you're a newbie. You're a noob.
I am.
Well, welcome to the party. Thanks for joining us.
What did you watch at the weekend, Niamh? Anything you could recommend?
Yeah, I've been watching The Crown at the weekend.
Right. Okay.
I've been watching Call My Agent. Love it.
No, I've actually... You know what? I'm going to lie. I do love Netflix, but I'm on the Hey You buzz. I've been watching the Keeping Up with Kardashians as well.
Yeah.
They're on their last season.
Yeah.
I was watching something about them as well, but it wasn't on Hey You, but it was more just how they've turned into an iconic brand. Where the hell was that?
An iconic brand.
Even the Ma, even Chris was like... The things they said over the years, how they... It's like as if they knew how big they were going to be.
Absolutely, they're huge.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Let's get down to business.
So if you're new, questions. I need to explain the rules to you. Yeah, there's 10 questions.
Okay.
You have to give us an answer to every single one.
Okay.
They're fairly easy today, I think. What do you think, Nobby?
Oh, that's good.
I think they're quite easy, yeah.
There's no Googling, no messing. You can't get help, okay. And we have to accept your first answer, okay?
Yeah.
Does,
okay.
If anything's going to catch out here, Niamh, it's going to be question 7.
Oh, Tamir, you know what? I'm actually panicking. I'm not the best, so I'm just going to try my best.
Yeah, but you didn't think you could do the deep Let's Get Down either, and you could. So
come on,
then,
Niamh.
Believe
there's
in yourself.
There's nothing to panic about now. Come on.
Okay.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1...
All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put who together again?
Couldn't put Humpty together again.
How many days are there in a leap year?
Oh, God, you've lost me already.
A leap year. Days.
Have a guess.
What?
I don't know. What? 366.
Which Australian soap is set in Summer Bay?
You know we belong together. You
again?
And
the,
I've
what?
How many points is it in a goal in hurling?
3.
True or false? The green and red rooster on the cornflakes box is named Robbie.
False.
What Makes You Beautiful was the first single by what boy band?
One Direction.
In France, what would you buy in a boulangerie?
What Irish band were originally called 21 Demands?
Codeline.
What character does Will Ferrell play in Anchorman?
Oh God, I don't know.
And which Gogglebox star went on to win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in 2016?
Scarlett.
Scarlett
what?
For your mat.
Oh!
Woo-hoo. Sat down beside her.
Incy. Moffat.
Yes.
I definitely didn't get 10 there though.
You definitely didn't, Niamh. You definitely didn't.
No.
Won't lie to you.
Now, Niamh, here's the thing. You had fun, didn't you?
I did. And it's a Monday morning, so
it
I
is a Monday. And you scored more than anybody last week.
Oh, get it.
What'd
you scored?
Get?
You got a 7.
Jesus, Niamh, I thought that was going to be a 3.
Yeah. Ah, so did I.
That's not bad.
That just shows you should never doubt yourself.
You shouldn't doubt yourself.
Home and Away is the Australian soap in Summer
Home
Bay.
Home and Away. Yes, yeah, I'm not really into soap, so I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, but it's Home and Away. Like, you don't have to watch it, you just know it.
You were right. Robbie is not the name of the green and red rooster. His name is Cornelius, or Corny.
Cornflakes. Cornelius makes more sense, yeah.
Never actually knew his name.
What's a boulangerie, Jim?
It's a bakery. So you would buy bread or baked goods in a boulangerie.
Ron Burgundy was Will Ferrell. Jim likes to call him Will Ferrell because he likes Pharrell Williams.
I don't know
why
I keep calling him Will Ferrell.
I don't know either.
I've got a thing with him.
And Scarlett Moffat, you were right in the end. So 7 out of 10, Niamh. Not bad for your first goal.
Oh, I'll have to try again one day.
Please do. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Dublin's FM4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock on Monday, the 18th of January, 2021. It's 8:44 and 11 seconds in the morning.
Why are you being so exact, Jim?
Because this is the moment that somebody's life could change.
Oh my God.
FM 104's Paths to Paradise.
So for the last week or so, thanks to the Open College, we have been giving people the chance to go to Bali. People were listening in to hear if they got a boarding announcement. Do you remember the boarding announcement, everyone? This is the last flight announcement for Jim Nugent. Please make your way to Gate 104 to Bali.
I can't actually fly because I'm staff here. Can we make it somebody else?
It was all that stuff. The Open College, Ireland's leading QQI distance learning course provider, theopencollege.com.
So, you've got into the final. You're listening now. You're waiting to find out if it's you. Or is it somebody else? Best of luck to everybody listening.
That's such a good way of putting it. Is it you or is it somebody else?
I don't know.
Will we do the boring announcements one more time? The winner.
Good morning, passengers.
Of a holiday. To Bali. Imagine
going on holidays. We've all dreamt about it. Spending money, dinners, snorkeling, the feeling of going to the airport, saying goodbye to your ma or dad. See you in a few weeks. Jim, can you please reveal who the winner is and put us all in? My hands are sweating. He loves
Can this. I have your attention, please?
Will I do it again, will I?
Yeah. Could I have your attention, please, callers and listeners? Could Louise Kelly please make her way to the reception gate, please?
You've won the holiday to and Bali.
Could your dog stop licking the camera? Louise Kelly, you've won a trip to Bali, baby.
Do not cry.
Is that Bruno the dog?
That's Bruno. I have some pork here to keep him on the camera. He's going to come with me. Oh my God, I actually am going to cry. I'll come to
Amazing.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm like shaking. Oh my God.
Congratulations.
How are you feeling when you're taking in this news this morning that your next holiday is sorted?
I can't even speak. I'm like, what? I was supposed to go in September and obviously I didn't even book my flights because I was so unsure. But like, I don't need to book a flight now.
You don't?
Oh my God.
Well, flights, spending money.
Like, I'm shaking. Like, no. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
This, oh my God.
This will of course be when it's safe to travel, but everyone is just, they're dreaming of holiday, and that dream for you now is a reality.
Oh my God, I will be on the first flight out of here.
Have you had discussions with who would be your holiday partner?
No, I haven't. That's still in discussion. I just didn't think I'd win. Like,
well, you have.
I didn't think I'd win, so I'll have to come to a decision. I'll have to like pick a name out of a hat or something.
Do that.
You're going to be popular.
And enjoy it.
Oh my God, guys, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Louise Kelly from Rohini. Are you now off to work from home? This would be the best Zoom of your life, I'd imagine, if you were.
I work for Tiffany & Company, so we're kind of trying to work from in-store and home, but I will be like, I'm going to call everybody now and just lose my mind.
Excellent.
Tell them I need 10 days off work.
Well, look, enjoy when you do go. Enjoy. Let us know when you're going, and stay safe in the meantime.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you need anyone to mind Bruno, you can drop him around to us. We need a station dog.
He might have to come in my suitcase. I don't think he'll have anything less.
All right, Louise. Have a great, great holiday.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, well done, Louise.
It ain't over.
Hang on. We'll do Dish the Dirt, and then we'll give you the chance to win a holiday to Thailand. Stay where you are.
Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now zoom to a good friend of ours. You've seen her everywhere. Star of Netflix, television, stage. Well, hang on, not Netflix. I meant Instagram.
Someday soon.
Someday soon. Netflix is the only one that I haven't seen her on.
They're coming
Emma
for
Dorn,
you.
Good morning.
How are good you morning. Guys? Are you well?
We're very good. We're very good.
Well, we'll get to the Netflix in a second, because you have a podcast that's all about binging and watching and all that stuff. But
Telly Box.
I mean, you've done bits and pieces with us, but people most know you for your brilliant videos, which, you know, I think that your one about the school WhatsApp group was amazing.
Oh.
It's mad, isn't it? That went to everywhere. They're flying.
Oh, that was from you guys when we were chatting about lockdown and Zoom calls and stuff. That came from that.
Yeah, but Emma, we didn't know that so many hundreds of thousands of people would watch them. So, you know,
you went off.
We're not going to take
off
all the
made a class video. Don't say it. That was great.
So, like, there was one where you were queuing outside of Lidl and you looked like a shopper. There was real shoppers around you. Were people looking at you going, is your woman mad?
People were looking at me, because I think whenever you go outside, people, if they see you with any sort of camera, they get very interested. And there's always going to be somebody that'll come up and say, what are you filming for? What's this for? as long as yeah. Oh, don't put me on. Don't put. Oh no, Scarlett. And you're like, I'm just making a little video. It's grand. So, and then some people start hiding, and you think you start thinking, God, do they have something to hide? I like all around filming, and then people love it because they recognise the place as well.
Yeah, that's my little.
That's my little. Oh, I go there. All that kind of stuff.
And you use all your family in it as well. I mean, your dad's been in one of your videos as well, hasn't he?
Jim, my dad will be delighted that you said that.
But Emma, the conversation you had with your dad was very, like, it was part of the thing, but it was so awkward.
I did a video with my dad about him looking at my phone.
Yeah.
When he shouldn't be, and things he sees on my phone. That was based on real life, because anytime I try to show my dad a picture, he'll always take the phone out of my hand. He starts scrolling through it, and
do that.
Stop.
Yeah.
My mom's like, James, stop. And he just can't stop himself. But he loves being in videos, and he loves any feedback and stuff. Like, people say, oh, your dad looks so young. And he laps it up. And it winds my mom up so much.
You're mad. Brilliant. You're mad, isn't it? Video, and you can follow Emma at Emma Lou Doran, is heading for 500,000 views. And is that Buglers outside?
That's Bugler's Pub, yeah.
So that's what Emma's saying. You know, certain parts of Dublin where you're from and around, you'll recognise places. I was like, there's Bugler's.
Oh, yeah. I have to get in the local hotspots. So Bugler's is in there as well, yeah. And then, do you know who, this is like the maddest thing. Do you know who retweeted that? Elijah Wood.
Yeah. What?
What?
So I don't know whether he's been in Bugler's or what's the crack with that.
Yeah, it's middle Earth there around Ballyboden, Ballyroan.
Yeah. He must have
just thought it was funny. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Because my cousin, Dan Dalton, he any of the videos that look good, he films them. And I told him, and he's a big fan. He's like, oh, my God, Frodo. And I was like, oh, is that his name?
That's his name.
Yeah. He was delighted with that one. So
yeah, that cousin of yours is very handy with a camera. So not only did you do all this stuff, when gigs are open, you do your own Vicar Street shows, you're a mammy, you work here in F104 with a real job. I don't know how you fit it all in. I know you've got a podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the moment, things are kind of different. And I wanted to do something. And a lot of people were baking. I thought, no thanks. Then people were doing the 5K. No. watching telly. That suits me down to the ground. A podcast about watching telly. I can do that. That's nice.
It's called Tellybox. It's with yourself and Jen Hatton. And you have a guest every week.
We have a guest every week. So, yeah, myself and Jen Hatton have known each other for years. And we've done sketches together as well. So the two of us will be on talking about what we watched on telly that week. And then we have a guest. So people like Joanne McNally, Des Bishop, Jason Byrne, Fred Cook, those kind of people. So they're telling us about their favourite show. So it could be for all the right reasons or all the wrong reasons. People have very different favourite shows. Like, I think there was some people talking about The Wire, and then there was other people talking about Baywatch. So you never know what they're going to tell you.
I'd say Fred was Baywatch, was he?
Yeah.
Something just tells me. So is it a mix, I suppose, a bit like Gogglebox? Is it whatever's on, depending whether it's old movies or old shows or stuff that's just out?
Well, I think we're kicking off with Night Stalker, which has just been released on Netflix. But then every week it'll be something different. It might be like kind of a one-off show or a movie, or so we'll try and mix it up. I mean, I really want to talk about The Wall. Have you seen The Wall?
The wall. Whoa, drop them. Is it right or is it wrong? I love it.
Jim's a bit of a fan, as you can tell.
Oh, we spend the whole time just shouting at the TV, going, "The wall!
I think he'd like Danny Dyer to pick him up and throw him against the wall.
And you can totally
is
tell
it right?
Fancies, can't you? And you're like, you're aggressively flirting with this man's wife. Like, this is meant to be.
The suit never properly fits him. He always looks like he's very uncomfortable in the suit. Like,
he's tugging at
him. He's stomping
time.
Around. Yeah, yeah.
The suit has the whack of, I went for pints after work. So we'll, I'm adamant that we have to watch that. We'll try and we'll mix it up every week, because you know yourself, if you watch something quite serious, then you kind of want to watch something funny, something lighter or whatever. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. An excuse to watch telly finally.
I think he works very well on that, and I know that I've heard that other TV quiz show presenters are all a bit sort of snooty about him getting that huge gig on a Saturday night, and they all thought, well, why is he getting it? He can barely talk, you know. Well, I think he's good. I think he's very funny.
He's real. That's why I think he's related.
He's real. I'd love an Irish version. Who'd do the Irish version, I wonder? Maybe Dahi. Would Dahi be good at the Irish version?
No wall.
What's the Irish for wall?
I don't know either. No. I should know what all the homeschooling, but I haven't a clue.
Might leave that one. Mondo from Fair City. What about him?
Oh, Mondo.
Mondo, yeah.
George. Jim once said that George McMahon reminds him of a young Al Pacino.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, if you go back to Godfather, have a look at young Al Pacino. He looks very like George McMahon.
Oh, you meant physically, not his acting.
No, I meant his acting as well. Okay. He's one of the finest actors who's ever lived.
So, obviously, Emma, yourself and Jen's podcast, Telebox, you can subscribe and you'll get it. But is there a particular day that'll be out all the time? Or
yeah, it's going to be out on Sundays.
Very
good. So I think Sunday's a big telly night for me. You know, it's kind of prepared yourself for the week ahead. What am I going to watch? So, yeah.
By the way, I'm surprised, because he reminded us recently that he's actually not fully wooden. Ray Darcy was doing a fairly okay job at Zig and Zag. Would you, as soon as you have a bit of a thing for him, and then he actually interviewed you and I think brought this up, would you not think he should do the wall?
I just don't know if he has, like, look, you know I'm a big fan of Ray, but I just think he needs that little bit of, is it aggression? Like, I just don't know if he could really, like, Danny seems to be in a relationship with the wall.
Yeah.
And I think Ray would keep a professional distance from the wall, you know?
Yeah.
So I just think...
Ray's used to talking to the wall.
He's in the ball corner.
Okay, well, how do you feel about the balls? And do you think they'll be right or do you think they'll be wrong?
Anyway, look, it's like, you know, you can't say never meet your heroes because you did meet them. But look, it might ruin the magic between you and Ray anyway if he's... So we leave it.
Emma, what are your favourite TV shows? Like, what's your top three that you'd always go back to?
That I always go back to?
Your top three that come to mind?
I always go back to The Royal Family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll always go back to that. Caroline Ahern, I absolutely love her. It's funny, like, I don't really tend to go back to shows like Friends. I know that's probably controversial.
No, it just means you're normal.
It's just some of those big ones that I watched when I was younger. I find it kind of hard to go back and watch them. I do actually love watching old Celebrity Big Brothers. Do you remember back in the day when it was really good?
Yeah, I know, when they got some good lineups.
Yeah, like Pete Burns and that kind of thing. Like, they were classic Big Brothers.
Because they couldn't hide behind their usual controlled environment. It was like, you can't hide. You know, Coolio was like being Coolio.
I know.
That was mad.
Just insane stuff. I'm trying to think, what about you? What shows do you always go back to?
Well, I was just going to say, if you love The Royal Family, have you seen Early Doors?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, brilliant. Okay, well, now, this is take my recommendation and you will absolutely love it. So Craig Cash from The Royal Family wrote and did these two series called Early Doors, all set in a pub instead of sitting in a sitting room. It's very similar, and there's a lot of characters and they're all based in this pub. It never leaves the pub and it is brilliant. So if you love The Royal Family, you're going to love that. It's so good.
Okay.
So give that a go.
I will.
All right, well, Telebox, which is a catchy name, Emma Doran, Jen Hatton, every week with different guests for the next... How many episodes are there?
I think we're starting off with 10.
Good start, okay.
Okay.
You can get it from wherever you get your podcasts, and you should stick it in your ears at some point.
Yeah, too.
And we'll see you outside.
Yeah, too, right?
We might see you outside another Lidl or a pub near you soon.
Please God, now. Please God. Thanks for having me.
Emma, thanks a million. Talk to you soon. So, Nobby, you've got it all now. We're all...
Yeah, now
we're turning this up now loud. What's the story? What's
credit
that?
Credit where it's due. I'll have to, you know, credit our wonderful engineer Stephen Foley, who is a nerd, but you know he's
done all right out of being a nerd.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, UCD served him well. So I'm chatting to him on Friday, just waffling on, and he goes, "Come here, have you seen this thing on WhatsApp?" And I said, "Well, what thing on WhatsApp?"
Go on.
Now, obviously, there's others. Now, this is assuming that the others don't have things. Like, a lot of people now are starting to move on to Telegram Messenger, which is just such a weird thing in 2021 to be talking about telegrams. But that's the must-have go-to one at the moment.
Mm.
And are you even a person if you're not on Signal yet? And then there was the other one, that the Chinese one that they were trying to block in America, called
Parler.
I've downloaded it. I mean, how many do you need? Anyway, this is WhatsApp. Of course, it's owned by Facebook. We're not sure how much stuff they want to know about us as it is. So, you know the way it says end-to-end encryption on your WhatsApp, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but you have to set something up also. You need two-step authentication. And chances are you won't have this. So
What happens if you don't have this?
It means a couple of things. First of all, there was an update to WhatsApp where you agreed that WhatsApp could have access to all your pictures, not just in your WhatsApp, on your phone, particularly if you're backending up to clouds, they can view all that. But also there's a scam going around at the moment where you'll get a message to your WhatsApp and it'll be from someone you know. So I'll send you a message. It'll look like it's from me. It'll say, "How are you? Will you?" I mightn't say "How are you" because that's very Dublin, but it'll say, "Hi, will you send me the code that you just got?" And because it's come from my WhatsApp and you know me, you will send me back that code.
Oh dear.
But what's worse is you might screenshot me back that code. And if you sent it on WhatsApp, there could be a dude, it's always a dude I'd imagine, somewhere on the other side of the world who can now screen grab this, get access to your contacts, get access to your phone.
Oh dear.
They can change your access to your WhatsApp, and once you've tried to do it 3 or 4 times, you're locked out for 10 hours. That gives the person, the scammer, a 10-hour window to get access to your...
Why do we change this, Nubby?
Get access to your keychain, get access to your contacts, any dodgy photographs in your photograph because you've been flirting with young ones, whatever. Go into your...
settings.
I need to check now because I've done mine. Go into settings on your WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
Go to account.
Okay, everyone's in there now. Right. Yeah.
Click on two-step verification.
Got it, yeah.
What does it say?
For added security, enable two-step verification, which will require a PIN when registering your phone number with WhatsApp again.
So that's the registering. If anyone tries to register your WhatsApp account or your number or that code that's been dodgily screen grabbed, they'll need this. And this will come up on your handset.
So I click enable then, will I?
Enable. It's a 6-digiter. Call it whatever you want. Keep that business to yourself. Date of birth maybe. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Date of birth can be guessed. But the main thing is, go to settings on your WhatsApp. Bottom right. Click on account. Middle down. And click on two-step verification.
And I have to put an email address in. This will be the same one I set it up with.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I set it up.
It's all legit. The point is, if anyone tries to go near your WhatsApp from anywhere else, you will get a thing that asks you. Now, by the way, I will say, it hasn't asked me for it in about 3 days. The first day it changes on Friday, I'd say 4 times during the day, just randomly when I was using WhatsApp, it asked me to put in this 6-digit code.
That's okay.
It's and Google, if you've ever done it, you've probably seen it on your iTunes account. You'll get a notification that says someone is using your iTunes and rings end. Is this you? And because we're working here, rings end, it pops up and you go yes. Exact same thing. Your Gmail has two-step verification. WhatsApp also has it, but it was one of the last updates. I don't know when exactly it was.
Well, it says two-step verification now is enabled. You'll need to enter your PIN when registering your phone number with WhatsApp again. Okay.
So that's, and then just don't forget that 6-digit code.
Wow.
And it means the scammers can't get access to everything in your life.
That's handy to know, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Fair play to you.
Public service broadcasting. Done, thanks, lads. Jesus, mine was done. I don't ever remember doing it. Oh, you'd have to remember.
Or did you do it?
WhatsApp, settings, account, two-step verification. Thank me tomorrow.
So, Dancing on Ice was on last night, and Rufus Hound is dancing, skating. What do you call it, dancing or skating?
It's Dancing on Ice.
They're dancing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, spoke out against the UK government's free school meal scandal during his golden ticket moment on Dancing on Ice, and a lot of people were tweeting saying fair play to him. He was awarded the first ticket of the series overnight after impressing the judges with his Super Mario-inspired routine, and when asked how he felt, here's what he said.
We live in a world where people we elect don't want to feed hungry children. This is the least mad thing that has happened to me in a long time.
No, there's no doubt it's a shocking thing. The people are given like two apples to last them a week and half a, I don't know, mouldy bread. It's a disgrace. It just seems a very strange platform to just jump into, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd say they try to shut it down pretty quickly because they don't want to get political on that show. But he's right.
That's kind of the that's what I meant. You know, it's not that it's a bad cause or anything. Fair play to him, but yeah, it's just a bit. You got 7 out of 10. Can I just say?
I'd say the producer would be like, "Rufus, that's fair play now." Just can you
keep
stop
it light?
That?
Yeah. So I saw a bit of it. I was talking about Denise Van Outen and her partner, and her partner's moving into her house just to save all that. I don't think there's any. I think. The bus.
You don't have to do that.
What?
You don't have to hook up with your partner.
No, I know, but you know, in the history of these shows, when you actually move them into the house, it's you know, it's really putting it there for you, like.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'd be interested in the ladies.
Who wouldn't?
Her partner.
Oh, my God,
so that's why I understand there's no issue.
Oh, I see. You know, yeah. Well, you never know what those.
It was
shows.
The other fella, Sean Walsh, on Catch a Snared Rapid. You wouldn't move them into the house, you know.
I did see a bit of The Masked Singer.
Oh, did you? I didn't see this again. Saw the previous. Yeah.
So clearly the blob is Lenny Henry.
The blob.
There's a few that I'm pretty sure Jamie Oliver is one of them.
But you not have to be able to sing, like most of them.
No, sure. But Glenn Hoddle was revealed this week.
Was it Glenn Hoddle?
Glenn Hoddle was the clock, the grandfather clock.
God. See, I'm just confused then, because obviously Martine McCutcheon, and she was technically a singer.
Well, they all know who it is. Like, there's like Lenny Henry's voice. Everyone knows his voice. So, well, they're all going, I think it could be Jason Sherlock.
Really? J.O.?
No, this is the first thing that came to mind.
It wasn't revealed who the Badger was, though, no. I just want to find out who the Badger was.
Which one's the Badger?
Badger was last weekend. Quite good. Sang Aerosmith. That song from Armageddon.
I don't know.
Now they're just finding it. It's not a singing show. It's the show who can see the who can last the longest without people finding out who they are.
That's it. Justin Timberlake is going to...
That's like boards.ie.
Jonathan Ross needs to stop dyeing his hair, isn't he? Man, yeah. Like, it's
I didn't notice.
It's darker than most humans.
But like, he not look good as an old silver fox, no? With all his big wavy...
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Justin Timberlake is a dad now of two. There was rumours that him and his wife, Jessica Biel, had welcomed their second child in July last year. Speaking on an upcoming episode of The Ellen Show, Justin reveals some details about their son.
His name is Phineas. He's awesome and he's so cute and nobody's sleeping. But we're thrilled, you know. We're thrilled and, you know, couldn't be happier. Very grateful.
Phineas!
Yeah, Billy Eilish's his brother's name.
Is it Phineas Eilish?
I don't know if he's Eilish. He's like Phineas O'Connell or something.
Okay. Right.
He writes all the songs.
I didn't know that. It's Phineas. A family business.
Oh, Phineas is the brains behind the whole thing.
I just think of Phineas Fogg. You know?
Yeah.
Man who travel around the world.
It's not that many Phineases, but that name is making a massive comeback now.
It is not. Well, Justin and Jessica would help that, absolutely. Right, it's 5 to 7 on your Monday morning. It's FM 104.
So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's new TV series arrives on TV in the States on February the 16th. Although all we know that it's from the likes of Fast and Furious, WWE's his early life is just as colourful as his roles. The new series is called Young Rock. It covers Johnson's early years from his time in school, having a tash at 15, as well as being the son of a professional wrestler and all the ups and downs that came with that. So it sounds like it's going to be pretty good.
Covers his life from the ages of 10, 15 to 20.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
And some people who've seen it, they said there is not a huge difference in him between 15 and 20. He's probably a beast at 15.
Oh, he would have been a big lad, yeah.
That's why. So,
I think this is a trailer.
Every hero has an origin story, but not a full mustache at age 15. It's The Rock's true life story.
What's your name again?
Tomas.
Why'd you say your name was Tomas?
Because it sounds way cooler than Dwayne.
From then to now.
Things change just like that. When you dream big, the sky's the limit.
I'll have your finest tequila.
No.
Fine, I'll have a vodka martini.
No.
Young Rock, February 16th on NBC.
What's your origin story, Jim?
My origin story? Oh, it's too long to go into here. The film's coming next year.
So you can be like The Rock, or you can be like Conor McGregor.
Yeah, so Conor McGregor's got a watch. You can pull fiction this watch, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, my only fear is, you know, he's safe where he is at the moment, because if you took his watch, you'd have your hand cut off. But in general, and I know he's Conor McGregor, but would you want that on your wrist all the time?
He's shared his gold timepiece, set him back $1 million. New watch, suit, new whip alert. He's in Abu Dhabi preparing for the fight, and according to The Sun, this new watch is a Jacob & Co's Astronomy. You know about watches, do you?
Is it
Tourbillon Baguette, total of 342 invisibly set baguette cut diamonds on the backdrop of a further 80 invisibly set baguette cut diamonds on the lugs.
This is to go with the Rolls Royce and the new suit.
Right.
So he's winning already, you know.
If that's he likes to show off the bling, doesn't he?
He does. So it's the diamonds on the watch are 16.8 carats. Mother of Christ. Yeah, that's a theft magnet. That's all that is.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be kidnapped for that watch. You're around. Probably hard to sell, though.
You'll have to keep it. You'll have to hide it, yeah.
He's not good at hiding things or keeping it under
no, he's not.
Under the radar. That's not really how he rolls.
You see this watch, yeah? I kept this uncomfortable hunk of metal, you know where, for the last couple of months. So Adam Woodgett, who plays Ian Beale in EastEnders, he was on his bike and he has slammed the, I can't use the word, but a rude word, motorist, who chased him while he was on his bike in a fiery altercation. These videos always show up. I end up watching them on Facebook. They're great.
I'd have to. Sure, what's your man? I'm...
Do you ever see the taxi driver who's having a row with the cyclist, and the cyclist goes, yeah, well, you shouldn't have done that, you clown, or something, and he gets out and starts chasing him,
and then he trips,
but he has the video, he has the camera turned round, and he sees him tripping, he lands on his face, he breaks his glasses.
No, but who's the other one? Last
Ronnie
week,
Pickering.
Ronnie
Yeah.
Well, Ian, who's also called Adam, now he's gone through a bit of a personal marriage breakdown, so he's probably a bit
in real life.
Yeah,
because he's at about 40 on EastEnders.
No, they don't count.
Okay.
So maybe he's a bit on edge at the moment.
So this happens a lot in London. You see the videos knocking around. People are getting tetchy, you know. Do you ever see the girl on her bike, and these lads in a van come up beside her and start, saying, "Show us your legs" or something, and she just rips the. She rips the wing mirror off their van. Yeah.
Good enough for
Brilliant.
Them.
Brilliant.
Good
class. Enough
for them. Yeah. But yeah, look, you got to see it from the cyclist side lots of times.
Like my mate Mr. Wood says, you got to get out of here. You got to do it. He goes out running. I go cycling. I chuckled at this tram. I ran up the steps. There was a few of them.
Yeah, but he's taking on Phil Mitchell, you know. He's able for...
He's lost a good bit of weight.
A few Muppets. He has, yeah, he has.
Kevin Hart has signed a huge Adam Sandler-style Netflix deal. This will be at least 4 movies. As I saw somebody the other day saying, stop calling it a streaming service. It's a studio.
What?
Netflix is a studio now. Like, they're making movies. It's not just a streaming service. So Kevin Hart has become the latest big name to sign up a huge deal with Netflix, following in the footsteps of Sandler. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Hart's new deal will see him star and produce 4 feature films for Netflix. Entering into her first look deal is production company Heartbeat Productions. I'd say that's a nice few zeros on that
it
one.
It is. My time hop the other day told me that I just signed up to Netflix 9 years ago. So it's not even 10 years, obviously, since this thing is around. And it has changed cinema, television, how people work.
Yeah, the money hop goes up every year as well.
The money hop goes up. here he is talking about on his Netflix special when he got COVID.
Newsflash, I had it. That's right, I had the vid. The vid-19 was in my system. I had it in the beginning when it wasn't cool, when it wasn't a trend. It was me and Tom Hanks. We was the only two. I had to keep it a secret. I kept it a secret because Tom Hanks is a much bigger star than I am. He would swallow my
announcement.
Brenda Fricker was talking about your favourite film of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, well, she wasn't. She was talking about Joe Pesci, who's in your favourite film of all time, but she was talking about his Oscar win for Goodfellas.
Here's what she said. His face came up, and it was Al Pacino, who was nominated that year. And I said, are you all right? And he said, 11 times I've been nominated. And I said, but you ought to win. This is the envelope. He said, your name is in here. There's no problem with that. You're going to win. There's no problem at all. And he kind of cheered up and I went off. And then when he came to do it, I was like, oh, and the Oscar goes to Joe Pesci. And I see Al Pacino sitting there. And then Joe Pesci came up to get his Oscar. He was so surprised that he couldn't speak at all. He just said thank you and walked off. So I did the same thing as Kevin Kline did. I grabbed the people acting and I put it around him and I said, this is the last private moment you're ever going to have. You just, and he bawled crying. Mm. And Joe Pesci's a toughie, you know.
Wow.
Wow.
What a lady.
What a story. That's brilliant, isn't it?
Very good. Yeah.
I remember seeing that on Netflix, Joe Pesci winning that, and everyone thought he was being a bit rude, just like, thanks, walked off. But yeah, obviously.
That's fun though, he's full of self doubt, like everyone else. I've been nominated 11 times, I'm not going to win it.
Wow.
Now, it kept coming up my Disney Plus screen of the weekend, but I didn't click on it because I was watching all kinds of other stuff. But WandaVision is unlike anything else you'll have ever seen before. That's according to Elizabeth Olsen, who is Wanda Maximoff, or Scarlet Witch. And she says Marvel fans will feel very satisfied when they do click play.
I think the DNA our show is 100% Marvel. The way we are unraveling a story about these two characters is completely unique and unlike what we're used to.
Oh my God, Jim.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you're in front of me.
I want to say it's Monday.
Why do people do that?
There's just a certain type of American accent that just talks about like that. I want to say maybe too many people. I blame the Kardashians.
Yes.
They started that.
Blame them for everything.
They're vocal fry, the whole lot. It's them.
We have room for one finally.
Moment. Ashley Banjo's Dancing on Ice. Some Dancing on Ice fans were left fuming overnight after Lady Leshur became the first celebrity to land in the skate-off. Despite being joint first place on the leaderboard, the rapper landed the fewest public votes and will now face a couple in the place next week. Ashley Banjo was one judge singing Lady Leshur's praises.
Seeing you though on Dancing on Ice, like, I'm here for it. Your sauce and your energy and your character, everything you bring is just, I love it. And what I love the most as well is all the individual unique bits of choreography that sets you guys apart.
Would he not? I know he's so squeaky clean. We'll not have a blowout some night so they could finally use the headline Ashley Banjoed. You know, finally have a taxi, kebab all over him.
It'll happen one day.
I look forward to it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.